Lamplight Presents A Dangerous Place by Jacqueline Winspear. Narrated by Julie Teal. The world is a dangerous place to live, not because of the people who are evil, but because of the people who don't do anything about it. Albert Einstein. The world is getting to be such a dangerous place. A man is lucky to get out of it alive. W.C. Fields. Chapter 1. Gibraltar, April 1937. Arturo Kenyon stood in the shadows of a whitewashed building opposite a small guest house known locally as Mrs. Bishop's, though it had no sign to advertise the fact. He was waiting for a woman who'd taken a room under the name of Miss M. Dobbs to emerge. Then he would follow her. She had, after all, been instrumental in not allowing the dust to settle on the death of one Sebastian Babayoff, a photographer of weddings and family events, and contributor of photographs to the odd tourist pamphlet. Not that there were the usual number of tourists in Gibraltar at that very moment. Refugees, yes. Government officials, yes. Increasing numbers of soldiers and sailors, yes. Black market profiteers, of course. And to top it all, more than a few, like himself, working on behalf of their country in a role not specified on any identification documents, but considered important all the same. In fact, the town was crawling with men, and, he had no doubt, women, with a similar remit. To be the eyes and ears of their government's most secret services in a place seething with those disposed by war across the border. This place of his birth wasn't a good place to be. Kenyon's father had been a navy man stationed in Gibraltar when he'd fallen for a local girl of Maltese heritage named Leonarda. Such a love affair was not an unusual occurrence. Gibraltar was, after all, a military garrison. An only child, Arturo had grown up on tales of Lord Nelson and the Battle of Trafalgar, and the strategic importance of his home. His father had been killed in the war, but his loss at the Battle of Jutland in 1916 did not deter Arturo from following in his footsteps and joining the Royal Navy, albeit under the name Arthur Kenyon. It wouldn't have done him any favours to be an Arturo on board ship. An injury sustained while at sea should have mustered him out of the senior service, but instead he was, as his commanding officer termed it, reassigned.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?